Bible says that, to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And we, I'm saying us because us. Amen. Whosoever will. It's for whosoever wants the Holy Ghost. Amen. It shall come upon us, and we will be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And what God showed me, where our church is right now, at this particular time, I shared this with the board earlier, is when Pastor Pinson had the church, she taught us how to take Jerusalem, which is my life. I know how to live in victory 100% of the time. It doesn't matter what's going on around me. It doesn't matter what the doctor says today about my father. I can preach tonight. See, that doesn't have anything to do with my spirit man. What's going on around me doesn't have anything to do with what God's called me to do. What's going on around me doesn't shake my world to the point that I cannot get up and operate in the power and the anointing that the Holy Ghost has upon our life, because it's separate from my flesh, man. It's not my emotions. It's by the Spirit of God. It's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. And if the enemy knows he can get you out because of your emotions, then he becomes superior over you, and he becomes the authority in your life. But when you can get up and you can operate in the power in the midst of persecution. Paul did it in the midst of being chained in jail. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament in and out of prison. He did it in the midst of his trial, not when everything was going good, in the midst of it. He separated his flesh from his spirit man, and he walked in the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ, of the Holy Ghost. And there's got to come a day where we separate what's going on out there in the world, or in our circumstances, or in our personal life, and we say, God, I don't care. I'm going to get up and operate in this power. I'm going to get up and operate in this anointing. I'm going to get up and operate in this presence. And I'm going to show the world who is the superior one, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Because if he can get you out, he will. The last two Wednesday nights, Eli's throwing up on the way to church so she wouldn't play. But she's sitting up there. You say, Pastor, does that ever stop? It stops when I quit letting it make me stop. I mean, I'm not going to say the trials stop, but really, I don't have a lot of persecution anymore. I don't have a lot of battles, because the enemy knows I'm going to get in there and I'm going to pray. You know, when he finds out that you're going to come against him, when he comes against you, that you're not going to lay down and just let him come against you without rising up in the authority and the superiority of Jesus Christ, then he lessens coming at you. Most of the time, if I have persecution, it's because I'm bringing a new revelation. But I learned that too. I learned that if hell's going on at home or out on the street or in the money or in the... God told me a long time ago, he said, that's not just for you. We don't go through battles just for us. We go through battles, Corinthians says, so I can comfort those that need comforted. I can, with the same comfort that the Holy Ghost comforted me in the battle today of watching my dad going through what he's going through, with the same comfort, I could come comfort y'all tonight. Because it's nothing about me. It's about the power of the Holy Ghost. He's the comforter. He's the comforter. And to live in 100% victory, we have to know how to come back when he comes against us, or we'll stay defeated. We'll stay beat down. We'll stay subject to him and his reign. But God called us. He said, I set you above nations. He said in Exodus 19, 2, he said, you're a special treasure to me. He said, and I set you above all other people. He said in Ephesians, he said, that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he called us to sit up there with him in the heavenly places. Hey, far above all powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness, he called us to sit with him above all power, all principalities. We're already superior. I'm already superior in the kingdom. You're warrior in the kingdom. You're already somebody in the kingdom. So Pastor Pinson taught me that. And one day I had to preach, and me and her got in a fight in that back room, and I was getting deliverance. And that door looked really pretty good going out it, because she walked off and left me, and I heard music playing. I said, oh. And if it wasn't for the training from my dad to build character and faithfulness in me, I probably would have went out the door. And the only thing that kept me was I told her I'd preach. And I come in here, and I didn't have any anointing on me. And my, you know, I didn't feel anything. I'll just say feel anything. And she sit in there and listen to it. And after that, I said, how did I do that? And she said, you separate the spirit from your flesh. He don't have control over our spirit man. My circumstances does not affect the power of God in my life. The circumstances when Michelle was in a four-wheeler wreck and we thought she was going to be paralyzed, had to be in a wheelchair, and her face was in the mud, and we had to go down there on Thanksgiving and try to get her out of them woods. The circumstances, we have a choice right in the midst of that battle of who we're going to serve. Am I going to serve flesh and vent and be mad and whine and gripe and at God and scream at the pastor? Am I going to let the power of the Holy Ghost, which he said, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 said I had, rise up and be the superior one? I have to make that choice. And sometimes it takes us a minute. But when that choice came in me, I said, God, I'm fixing to be mad at somebody. It's either you, Donnie, or the devil. Because Donnie put her on that four-wheeler, went up that steep hill, and it come back, and she landed on a root of a tree and broke her back and some lungs. And I said, I'm fixing to be mad. So I'm sitting in there, and I'm hearing her scream. I'm hearing her scream in the back of the ambulance. And I sit on that passenger side, and that woman just didn't know how I was going to react, so she's trying to calm me down. But the whole time, just a few minutes, I'm having to decide. Because when hell hits you out there, you will make a decision in a split second. That's what the power of prayer is for. So when you get out there, you have the power to conquer that flesh, those emotions that rise up. But if we don't ever pour our heart out in prayer, the emotions are what's going to rise up. So I thank God, and that's the day I realized the power of prayer more than any other time in my life is when I sit in the ambulance and I say, Devil, I'm going to be mad at you. And the Holy Ghost gave me a word, and he said, all things work together for good. And he said, she's good. Then he said, to them that are called, he said, she's called. Then he said, according to my purpose, and my purpose in her life is souls. And I turned and I looked at that ambulance driver and I said, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? She's still screaming. And I said, Devil, when I get over there to the Hermitage or the Warren Hospital, every kid that comes from that school over there, I'm fixing a witness to them. Everyone that you want to bring and them see her back broken, her lungs and everything else, then I'm going to ask them, do they know the Lord? And that's probably the last big battle I had. So let's decide tonight who's going to be the superior one.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. He going to be superior in me. The Holy Ghost going to bring him forth. Holy Ghost is here to manifest Jesus. The Holy Ghost comes to push Jesus. That's what his job is. And I'm going to let him reign. Because how many, we can see him a lot more when you're going through things than we can if you got money in the bank, everybody, all your kids saved. But you walk in here like Sister Sue's done for the last 4 years, and Kim and Mr. Bob, and praise their God in the midst of that circumstance that they live in, then I know they have a real God. I can look at them and I can be encouraged that they know somebody with some power. I can look at them and I say they know the superior one, because the God they know, he must be bigger than their circumstances, because they're still serving him. Brother Allen's still serving him. Hey, we're still serving him. We're still serving him. So Pastor Pinson taught us how to take Jerusalem. Then he said, you're going to take Judea, and that's what we're doing right now. When we come together on a corporate level to meet that need in the body, It may be you today and me tomorrow. But how many know if you're in here long enough, you're going to get a need met? Instead of personal level now, it's went to corporate, which you can still get the personal in the corporate too. So we're just adding to what was already done. Amen. So in that level, we're taking Judea, and that's where our church is. And then it's going to Samaria, which is cross it. Because when you start walking out, and so I went to church last night, and I had a major infection in my foot, which happened to me in Mexico. And then the next day, I couldn't hardly walk. But Elder Bivens, I kept going on what she said to me. She laid her hands on me right up here after the music pressed through. And her and Elder Sonia and some of y'all prayed for my foot. And the only words I would say Monday when I couldn't walk was, by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am healed. By his stripes I am healed. Now, I didn't just pick that out of the Bible because it's in there. That's the word that God spoke to me over my foot. And when she said, I just felt that leave you. Elder Ben said, I felt that leave your foot. Whatever that was, I felt it leave. And I didn't let that go. I didn't care how the foot felt Monday morning. Because I've learned that whatever happens in that anointing, the Bible says that when it happens in that, don't forsake it out there when you get in the dark. What God shows you in the light, don't forsake it when you get in the dark, because when you get out there, and you know that because if he tells you to give money, and when you leave, you're like, whoa, did he really tell me to give $1,000? That's because he told you in that anointing. But if you'll hang on what he tells you in the light, when you get out there, then it'll come through for you, and you'll see his word be superior over every other area of your life. So as we keep having that corporate anointing and meeting the needs of the body, then that'll go out in the streets and the people will say, oh, I can get some help over there. And then we can take Samaria. And then if it goes on into the uttermost parts of the world, that's great. But I know that we're supposed to take Samaria. We're supposed to take cross it. We're here to take ourselves. See, we're still praying for us because it's corporate. But we have got a little bit deeper past ourselves. On a singular level, into a corporate level, and then it'll go into a universal level. Amen. Yeah.